Welcome to Native America Calling. I'm Sean Spruce. The Native Guitars Tour is in our studio to give us a taste of the performances they're offering around town during the Gathering of Nations powwow in Albuquerque. We'll have a diverse set of live music from some talented musicians for you today. Some you've heard on our show before, and some are brand new, at least to us. Sit back, relax, and take in the tunes for the next hour as we sample the Native Guitars Tour right after the news.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. In California, the Yurok Tribe's justice system is providing a path for healing. Yurok Tribal Chief Judge Abby Abinanti says they're also focusing on helping people off the reservation, other tribes, and the urban Native population through their close connection with the social service organization, the Friendship House in San Francisco.
We need to work more with the urban population because many of our people went to the urban area and a lot of the relocated people have been in the urban area, and we need to team up. Our like value systems will help them and will help the communities they live in.
Friendship House founder, the late Helen Wakazoo, was a close friend of Judge Abby. Peter Bratt, Friendship House Village SF project lead, says Judge Abby and Helen were soul sisters.
And they were always plotting, and they always had these, you know, incredible dreams and visions. And one of them was to bring inpatient and outpatient recovery services to the remote northern part of the state where the Yurok Nation is. And so that vision is finally coming to fruition. And so Friendship House is working with the Yurok to build inpatient services up in Northern California that will serve not just the Yurok, but the eight surrounding tribes. And then in turn, a lot of the clients who come to Friendship House are from the Yurok Nation.
Bratt says when a Native relative goes through recovery, they often leave the program and cannot return back to their tribal community. So they often stay in San Francisco for longer.
They live here, they get job training, they get work. And so we have many Yurok tribal members who are part of our staff and who live in and around the San Francisco Bay Area. The Yurok are also helping us to build housing for tribal members here in city and county.
Friendship House services include substance abuse treatment, a youth program, and recovery for women with children and expectant mothers. Those involved with the Indigenous-led organization believe culture is medicine.
It centers traditional practices, ceremonial practices, as its treatment model. And again, going back to our founder, Helen Wakazoo, she put a stake in the ground, you know, back in the early 80s and started bringing traditional people to work with our clients. And that was a very radical thing to do back then. But that essential cultural aspect of our program now, that has become a standard throughout Indian country.
Clayton Dumont is Friendship House Program Director.
In the last 3 months, we've actually brought in 9 different individual traditional practitioners to work with our clients. It's really important because it helps build trust with our clients. They're dealing with, you know, intergenerational trauma. In order for them to open up and address those issues, they need to trust us. We look at the healing process in terms of interconnected between the spiritual, the mental, the physical, and being able to address all those different things that comes out of our culture.
Bratt says the Friendship House is expanding with the Village Project, which will also be a cultural and spiritual hub.
That will offer medical, dental, behavioral health services. We're going to house our Women's Lodge program there, where young American Indian mothers can go through recovery with their small children. It's going to have a youth program, elder services, a rooftop farm.
And the Village is a vision Judge Abby shares. Construction has already begun on the Village SF project. This story is a collaboration with First Nations Experience Television with support from the Public Welfare Foundation. The Office of the Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs announced this week the opening of the Division of Indigenous Connectivity and Technology within the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The new division will assist tribes with managing and expanding new technological and wireless services on their lands. Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs Brian Newland says it will modernize the way tribal nations engage in these types of opportunities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP. AARP creates and connects people to unique tools and programs, helps conserve personal resources, and tackles issues that matter most to individuals, families, and communities. More at aarp.org.
Support by the Gathering of Nations Powwow, a live event taking place April 25th, 26th, and 27th on the powwow grounds of Expo New Mexico, featuring song, dance, traders market, horse parade, and more. Tickets available at gatheringofnations.com and at the gates.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.
This is Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Albuquerque, New Mexico is at the center of Native music this week during the Gathering of Nations Powwow. And the music, art, and fashion collective known as Native Guitars Tour is a big part of that. They're performing under their Under the Native Stars Festival, and that continues tonight. It's the 12th annual showcase of indigenous talent from all over the country. In addition to being the source of excellent music, the collective is an incubator for Native talent. Today on our show, some musicians who are familiar with you and some you may not have heard of yet are in our studio today to talk about the event and the work they do. We also want to hear from you, our listeners. Are you a Native music fan? If so, join our conversation with a comment or question. Call us at 1-800-996-2848. That number is also 1-800-99-NATIVE. We've got the phone lines open in our Albuquerque studio. We're waiting for your call. So we want to hear from you today, 1-800-99-NATIVE. And you can also leave a comment on our website or social media pages. So check those out. We've got three musicians in our studio today here in Albuquerque. Joining us first is Jer Anderson. He is a voice that is very familiar on our show. He's also the lead singer for the Jer Project and the founder of the Native Guitars Tour. He is Cochiti Pueblo. Jer, welcome back to the show. Always a pleasure to have you, brother.
Well, thank you, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Joining us also, her first time here on Native America Calling, Genevieve Gros-Louis. She is a composer, a violinist, and a producer. She is Huron Wendat. She's originally from Quebec. She now resides in Los Angeles, California. Genevieve, welcome to our show. Great to have you.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
And lastly, joining us in our studio is Sage Nijoni. Sage is a singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and a producer. She is Dene, who now resides in Austin, Texas, part of that big, hot Austin music scene. Sage, great to have you on the show. Welcome.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Let's get this started. We are going to play some music today, but we're going to have some great conversation. Jer, I know you folks are already doing things. There was a big event last night at the Sawmill. Native Guitars Tour kicking off tonight as well. Tell us more. I mean, just what's in store?
Yeah, so like you mentioned, you know, this is our 12th year for this specific event. You know, we've been around for much longer than that, but Under the Native Stars is a celebration that we do outdoors, you know, under the stars, you know, as we start off in the evening and we head late into the late evening into the night, you know, those stars come out upon, you know, all these amazing native stars that are performing. And it's really to bring community together and to amplify the voices and the songs and the stories of our native artists. And this year, we have been so fortunate to collaborate with some amazing partners, Sawmill Market and Heritage Hotels, that kind of opened their doors to us to bring in this event into their space. And it's a beautiful space. It's one that allows us to bring in families and youth, and there's food, and we have vendors, some amazing artists there, as well as music, and we have some surprise fashion stuff that's going on that I won't mention, what I just did. But yeah, so that's what we do for Under the Native Stars, and it's great because we get artists that come in from, you know, all across Turtle Island. And, you know, the family's always growing. And, you know, as musicians, you know, you're constantly on the road and touring and sharing your music with people. So it's really good to have family, you know, across, you know, all the nations, because like when we get together, it's this great feeling. And, you know, that's what Native Guitarist Tour is all about, is family and community and bringing us together so we can celebrate and share, you know, the music.
Well, Jer, tell us about some of the featured artists this year.
Yeah, we have a great set of artists this year from all across, all from everywhere. It's always hard to put that into words, but we have Rod Lacey. This was the lineup for last night. He's Dene, and he's been with Native Guitarist Tour for quite a while. He was in a band called the Old Main, or still is in a band called the Old Main, but we had him out as a solo artist last night. We also have Sage LaCapa, they're Apache, and this amazing, like, organic roots music, you know, and they had this saw. They were playing the saw. Somebody was playing the saw, and it was just really cool to see, like, the different instrumentations that people bring out. We also had from Phoenix the Zonies. Oh, and they're just, like, this young, vibrant, I don't even know the genre. It's like rock and not rock and R&B and this great mix of stuff. And we had Borqueso as well. And then tonight we have Sage Najoni, and we have the One Woman Symphony, Geneviève
Grolouy.
There we go. I'm sorry. Okay. I always need a little bit of help.
Sorry.
And we have Gary Blackchild. And the last one closing out the night is our veteran, Scotty Clifford.
All right. And I think we're going to have Scotty join us by phone later on in the show. Geneviève, how did you get involved with Native Guitarist Tour?
Well, I think we just connected, you know, over the internet, like over Instagram, honestly. Like, we have a lot of mutual friends and collaborations. I've been working in Santa Fe for a couple years. I usually come down here for shows during Indian Market, and I'll be back this summer as well for the same thing. And our paths just managed to cross, and I'm living closer now that I live in Los Angeles. So when Jer invited me to perform, I was like, absolutely, this sounds like a wonderful opportunity. I've never had the honor of, like, attending Gathering of Nations and being around for all of, like, this beautiful, like, community. And I've always, like, felt that energy during, like, Indian Market, and I'm feeling it again here now, and it's just, it's such good medicine, and it's like, it's just, it was so easy to say yes, so I'm really honored to be here.
You've got your violin right there on the table in front of you. That is a beautiful instrument.
Thank you. It's a NS Design electric violin, 5 strings. It's my pride and joy. You take it everywhere, and I use it actually to compose film music. Specifically, I've been working on the show Life Below Zero for National Geographic. It's a show. Last season, I scored their spinoff show, First Alaskans. And it's a show about indigenous people living off the lands and perpetuating culture and traditions. And it's just, I mean, the greatest honor of my life to be able to tell that story with music. And I feel like this instrument has really given me the ability to bring, like, the grit of, like, the stories there. You know, I love using my acoustic violin, but my electric violin, there's just a lot of more colors that I can use when I score with it. And then also, like, one of my favorite parts of scoring that show last season was one time they sent me a scene, and it was a young girl playing an Aleutic drum, and they said, put a drum sound in there. And I was like, I'm not going to just put any drum sound in there. It has to be that drum, right? So called in, dialed into my indigenous network, and within like an hour, I was able to connect with a producer in Alaska, and I sent him a picture of the drum, and he's like, I have 5 of those. And he sent me a whole collection of samples of that exact drum, which is what I used to build the entire score for that entire season. So I think it's just really important to make sure that you're using the right instruments to tell these stories of these people. And it's just been like the greatest honor of my life to be doing what I love every single day and storytelling through music.
Well, right on. Welcome to New Mexico
in
the Southwest. And Sage, you just, a new album just came out.
Yeah, actually, I just recorded a new album back in October in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with a bunch of my friends from college and some new friends, too. And that is coming out in July, I believe. We just finished the masters, like last week. So
all right.
So it's very fresh, lot to get ready for. Okay. But I'm excited. Yeah.
Well, we're excited for it to come out. And folk music.
Yeah,
it's a big part of what you do, and just a huge, huge resurgence in folk music in the United States in recent years. Just really, really hot.
Yeah, definitely. For a long time, I wasn't really sure what genre I wanted to do. Like, I went to college at Berklee School of Music in Boston, and when you're there, you're just immersed in so many different genres and, like, so many different ways to play music. And towards the end of my time there, I was in, like, this math rock band. So my sound is really, like, based off of that experience. I think folk music just really stuck with me the most. I connected with it the most, and it's really nice to be able to, like, play all those instruments that I play, like, within that genre. So,
and what are the different instruments that you play?
I usually play guitar, but I've been playing violin since I was 5 years old. So I do a lot of string stuff. I work with a cellist. I work with another violinist and a pedal steel player as well. So just a lot of string based music.
Yeah. Violin since the age of 5. So was that your first instrument then?
Yes, it was. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. I started, we were talking about Suzuki earlier.
Shout out Suzuki Club.
Shout out Suzuki.
Yes.
I started doing that when I was 5. And my mom just never let me quit. She was like, you're not going to quit now. And then I fell in love with it. I started doing a lot of jazz through, like, high school and college. And that's, like, the improv part of that was a big influence on, like, why I like to do this music.
Right on. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to start playing some music, right? We're going to hear from some of these amazing artists in our studio today. We've got the phone lines open as well, so if anybody would like to call in and ask a question or give a shout-out to one of our artists in the studio, what are you waiting for? 1-800-99-NATIVE. John Proudstar is coming off a successful run on the TV series Reservation Dogs and a starring role in an all-Native movie set on the Osage Nation. On top of that, his groundbreaking 1996 comic Tribal Force is enjoying a triumphant return. We'll catch up with the Pasquayaki actor and learn about the wisdom he's picked up from his more than 40 films and TV shows. That's on the next Native America Calling.
Support provided by Amerind. Amerind is 100% tribally owned and partners with tribes and their businesses to provide affordable commercial insurance coverage, protect tribal sovereignty, and strengthen Native American communities by helping to keep dollars in Indian country. Information about property, liability, commercial auto, and workers' comp available at Amerind.com. That's Amerind.com.
Thank you for listening to Native America Calling. We've got some talented Native musicians in our studio today. I can just feel the artistic vibes in here. We've just got a really good flow. They're part of a musical and artistic collective known as Native Guitars Tour. If you've got a comment or a question, you can join this conversation with us by calling 1-800-996-2848. And as promised, we are now going to enjoy some live music. And our first performance will be from Genevieve Gros-Louis. She is a composer, violinist, and a producer. Genevieve, what can you tell us about this song you're going to perform?
Quickly, hello. So this piece of music I'm going to perform for you, I actually just finished composing it and premiered it last month. I was commissioned to write a piece of music for a special ceremony during the eclipse. So in Eastern Woodland tribes, we believe that the eclipse is like a sign of peace, and it's what began the great law of peace. So there was a special ceremony. I was commissioned to write some music at Niagara Falls, and this is the piece that was performed at the ceremony during the eclipse. So it's all about peace and community coming together, and the creation of the Six Nations. So this is called Thunder Medicine. All of the thunder sounds in there, fun fact, I recorded, I was a weirdo in the woods with my boom mic. So like, that's something else I love to do. I just love to like collect samples and sounds from nature and like incorporate it in my music, because you never know what you're going to use it for. I've had these samples for a really long time. And when this opportunity came up, I was like, wow, this is literally perfect time to use it. You know, it's embodying the thunder beings, and I was able to use these thunder samples to create music with it. So that's what this piece is about.
Let's hear it. That's just, that is so epic. I mean,
Tiwing, thank you.
That instrument, it is a part of you.
Oh.
Like when you perform, there's you, it's just an extension of your body. It's just in your soul.
Thank you.
It's so beautiful.
I feel that. And that's why, like, I close my eyes when I play a lot. Like, I kind of just turn off the world, and that's, you know, and that's how I compose too. It's just all from, all of this is improvisation. Like, usually when I write a piece, it's just a one-time like take, and then it just comes out like that. Like, it's weird. It's not weird, but that's just my process, I guess. Like,
okay.
Just like feel it from the soul.
And the ambient sounds that you described, those just work perfectly. It just, yeah. I mean, I'm just blown away. And now you have a degree in violin performance from McGill University. So you have that classical training as well.
Oh,
and
yeah.
How are you able to draw that into the music that you're performing today?
So I actually, before I got into film music, I played with an orchestra for 10 years. I was the first violinist with Des Moines Symphony. So I had many years of playing in an orchestra. And that's actually where I learned to write film music, because I did get my degree in violin. But after performing in orchestras for a long time, and we would do like these shows where we'd like do Harry Potter, we play along, you know, to the picture. And I was like, I remember in those moments, I'd be like, wow, this is so cool. This is like really cool to see how the music lines up. And I was like, I can do this. Like, I love this energy. Like, I love storytelling with music, especially paired with picture. I don't know why I'm pointing this way, because people on the radio can't see that, but I'm like, sorry. But yeah, it's all been a beautiful journey, and it's brought me to where I am now. And again, it just kind of, for me, is all about storytelling through music. So that's where it comes from.
Well, just, you know, congratulations on all the success you've had. I feel like you're just getting started.
Feels that way. Right. Thank you.
We're going to take a caller. And while we take a call, Drew will get you set up. And you'll be our next performer. So listening in Pine Ridge, South Dakota on Keeley Radio, we've got our first caller of the day, Chanupa. Hello, Chanupa. You're on the air.
Hey, brother. Thank you for having these instrumentalists and these artists on. You know, I wonder if they're familiar with David Montour and Juan Sanchez of this native group of ours called Clandestine. The reason why I'm bringing this subject up, that young lady, she is so beautiful, man, doing that violin. Well, reminds me of my grandma Cecilia Martin. My grandma Cecilia did that with, you know, like birthday parties and so forth. They would say, Grandma, can you do your violin? But she played one of those violins that you had to, I can't remember the name of it, but it's the one that you have to stand it up like a big bass, you know. But it was one of the ones that where they had the bow with it. And Grandma used to play this melody. And I'm pretty sure the young lady there, with as talented as she is, she can do a script of what they call How Great Thou Art from Our Way, Native Way. Grandma Cecilia used to do that. You know, that kind of melody? Beautiful, Sean. Tell that sister, love her, continue to work, and that's beautiful for her to contribute, you know, to the listening audience here on Pine Ridge. And thank you for another great show, John. Whoopala, thank you. Okay.
All right, Chanupa, brother, appreciate that call. Genevieve, warm words coming to you from Pine Ridge, South Dakota. Feel free to respond.
Wow, you're going to make me cry, seriously. I mean, to make someone feel with music is the goal. It's an honor to hear that it moved you. So it's Hewing for sharing that. I really appreciate it.
Right on. Jer, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, we weren't sure if you were going to perform today. We were like, is Jer going to perform? I don't know. He might just come in and talk about Native Guitars. But then you came in with your guitar, and I was like, yeah, we're going to hear Jer play. So, brother, what do you got for us today?
Yeah, so I wasn't really prepared because I'm not performing this year. I kind of left the space open, you know, to bring in more artists and so my voice is like just like really raspy because I've been talking all this time with everybody, but I'm gonna sing a song that's off a new release I just did. It just came out, and it's up for a New Mexico Music Award as well this year. It's called "Who's My Favorite Indian," and it's this story about me when I was like about 5 years old, or four or five. I have these images in my head where, you know, I would see like commercials and TV with all these different images of natives at the time, you know, and they were really inaccurate now when you look back at them. But when you're a little kid, you don't realize what's going on. And for the first like 4 years of my life, we lived in Albuquerque. Then we moved back to Cochiti Pueblo. But during that time, you know, I guess I didn't really know what a native was, you know. You don't, as a little kid, you don't quite grasp that, even though, you know, we were going home and we had ceremonies and all these things that we were a part of since I was, you know, born. But being in the urban world, you know, so this is a little story about that and processing that as a little boy and wanting to be the Indian instead of the cowboy. Yeah, I wanted to be an Indian since I was a little kid. I saw them on the TV and I loved all the things they did. Yeah, I wanted to be an Indian since I was a little boy, shooting bows and arrows. Oh, what a joy. I wanted to ride a wild horse, bareback, you know, killing all them buffalo, shoot them with my bow. And who's your favorite Indian? And what's your favorite Indian car? Come and get your love back and let me be your next Indian star. Yeah, I wanted to be an Indian. I saw them on TV. I saw them in the movies and my grandma. Yeah, she's part Cherokee. Yeah, I wanted to be an Indian, riding in a canoe, saying keep America beautiful, but yeah, he was a phony too. I remember Tonto riding on that horse. And who's your favorite Indian? And what's your favorite Indian car? Come and get your love back and let me be your next Indian star. Who's your favorite Indian? And what's your favorite Indian car? Come and get your love back and let me be your next Indian star. I always wanted to be an Indian since I was a little kid. Now I'm all grown up now. No more Indian toys. I got me 1, 2, 3 little Indians. Oh, what a joy. Red-faced Pee Wee, Tom Povey, and Guti, my little mountain boy. You know, I grew up a native. Yeah, I've always known. Writing all these songs about all these places that I roam. You can call me a native. That's how I'm known. Rocking on this guitar on this land back that I own. Who's your favorite Indian? And what's your favorite Indian star? Come and get your love back and let me be your next Indian star. Who's your favorite Indian? And what's your favorite Indian car? Come and get your love back and let me be your next Indian star. What's your favorite Indian? And what's your favorite Indian car? Come and get your love back. Let me be your next Indian star.
All right. Jer, love it. Love it. Love it. Jer, I love that that lyric there, all the places that you roam, because that's really true. I mean, you perform all over the country, Las Vegas, Nevada, Nashville, Tennessee. How does it compare to Gathering of Nations weekend, Albuquerque, New Mexico, as opposed to, you know, being right here in the homeland, as opposed to all the other places you travel and you perform live?
Yeah, you know, I've been fortunate enough that music has taken me all around the world and, you know, have all these experiences and great places and I've seen, but you know, it's something about gathering that is kind of like the seeds of, you know, Native Guitars Tour. And for me as a musician, you know, just when you see all these natives from all of these different nations come together and you realize the power that we have, you know, when we unite. And also the family that we have, you know, I always use the word family because it is, you know, we're a community and we get together and it builds this strength, you know, and everybody just shines. And, you know, that's what you get when you come to gathering, you know, and during this time. And there's so many events that are going on, and people are doing so many great things. And, you know, although Native Guitars Tour, you know, we come and talk about that, but there's so many other different organizations and different people that are putting on some great stuff. And it's really like the South by Southwest time of year here in Albuquerque, because there's so many things going. I could name probably about 12 different events that are going on tonight, you know, so it's just a great time.
That's the challenge, right? Is there's so much to do. There's only so many hours every day this weekend, and you just kind of got to pick and choose.
Yeah, and you know, get out and support as many as you can. It's always great to see that. And there's something for everybody, you know, whether you're into rock, whether you're into traditional, or you're into rap, or you know, whatever you're into, there's something going on. Or just a space, you know, for family, you know, there's something out there. So, yeah, hop on the socials and see what's happening.
Hop on the socials. Well, we've got a lot more for you folks on our show today. We're going to hear from Sage after this break. She's going to play for us as well. And we're still taking calls. We're still having conversations. We've also got Scotty Clifford on the line, and we're going to hear from him also. So if you'd like to give us a call, we've got plenty of time to get you on the air with your questions and comments. 1-800-99-NATIVE. Native Guitars Tour happening this weekend, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Gathering of Nations powwow, big event. Maybe you're just on the road. Maybe you're heading down this way and you are listening to the show in your car, rolling down the highway. Give us a call. We'd like to hear your story. 1-800-99-NATIVE.
Support from Dartmouth College, hosting its first Tribal Leadership Academy August 4th to the 10th in New Hampshire. Up to 25 new or appointed tribal government leaders and a group of experienced presenters will consider intergovernmental relations, economic development, healthcare, natural resources, and tribal law and order. Dartmouth College will cover the travel and attendance costs. Application available at DartmouthTribalLeadershipAcademy.com. Application deadline is May 1st, 2024.
You are listening to Native America Calling. I'm Sean Spruce, and we are continuing this conversation with musicians from the Native Guitars Tour. Call in with a question or comment, 1-800-996-2848. We've got Scotty Clifford on the line right now. He is somewhere on Interstate 25, heading down from Colorado on his way to Albuquerque. He's a big part of Native Guitars Tour. He's a singer-songwriter. He is Oglala Lakota and Cheyenne. Scotty, hello. You doing okay on the road?
Awesome. I'm doing great. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Yeah, I'm pulled over in Trinidad, Colorado.
Trinidad, I know it well. Yeah, you're near the pass there, heading towards Raton.
Yeah, exactly. just left I live in the Badlands of South Dakota, Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, and got a lot of family listening on Keeley Radio right now with Dirt Janice, and I'll say hello to all of them. But yeah, I mean, this is one of my favorite times of the whole year. Get to see all my friends and relatives and, you know, music brothers and sisters once we get down to New Mexico for a gathering, and we turn it on and turn it up and let it loose. Very happy to be back this year.
Well, what's it like to share the stage with all this talent? I mean, here we've got Sage in the studio. We've got Genevieve. I mean, we've just got a lot of people here and others as well.
Yeah, I just listened to Jer and Genevieve, and looking forward to listening to Sage and Nijoni here pretty soon. There's so much talent in Indian country, Native country. It's just, I mean, you know, I hope at some point we could just have the budget that like the Jewish company has, or Jewish community has, or just different people that have so much to offer from Indian country. And there's just so much talent that we do our very best to get the word out during gathering. And, you know, I've been on tours with, you know, Dispatch and Dave Matthews, and I was in Indigenous at the birth of the band Indigenous, and done shows with so many other people throughout my years. But I always feel like during gathering, it's a very wonderful time to really connect and really like be a part of something bigger than yourself in the native sense, right? So it's definitely my favorite time of the year, and I think the community that we create during this time is very, very important for us all.
Mm-hmm. Scotty, I hear some little voices in the background. You have your family with you?
Yeah, I got my little girl, Lavella Rain. She's in the background, and my wife, Tati, and we're all excited to get there. I think we got like 3.5 hours left in front of us to drive.
All right. Well, I don't want to take up too much more of your time. You folks need to get on the road. You need to get down here. You need to be here as soon as possible. Yeah. But please be safe on the road, okay? Drive safely.
Definitely. And come out tonight to the Sawmill. I'm sure Jer will plug the show again tonight. And, okay. Sawmill tonight. And
Scotty, real quick. I'm sorry. New music. What do you have coming out?
New music. I'm recording some music right now with some different friends. You should look for it by the end of, I'm hoping, the summer. And just go to ScottyClifford.com or follow me on IG, Scotty Clifford. Scotty, that's S-C-O-T-T-I, Clifford, just like the big red dog, and on IG. And, I'm on iTunes, Scotty Clifford and Spirits Cry. I got a couple songs up, and you guys can share the link a little later.
All right. Just like the big red dog. Travel safe, brother.
Yeah, thank you very much. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
You got it. Okay, we've got Sage Najoni. She is wired up and ready to go. She's got her guitar in hand. Sage, what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play one of my songs called From the Wind. A little backstory to this song. I was hiking Bryce Canyon, Utah, and by myself. And there's all these signs when you're hiking up there that are like, don't, like, get down from there, pretty much, if there's, like, any chance of storm, anything. And the sky was clear, so I was like, oh, it's all good. I can definitely do this, like, multiple-mile hike. And then all of a sudden, all the clouds, you know, start filling the sky, and you see, like, lightning off in the distance, and there's this huge crack of thunder. And I'm terrified. So so I ran all the way back to my campsite, and I wrote this song about it. So here it is. I see a storm off in the distance. It's closer by the minute. I wonder why it's decided to speak to me. So do the trees. I'm alone. Wonder where it's coming from. It's my own. Don't believe it's real. I'm alone, waiting for the sky to bring me the answers. But it won't. It'll just wash away the whispers from the wind. Whispers from the wind. Whispers from the wind. Canyon lands below. Follow the sky's direction. Doesn't waver for a second. She sees all, but the clouds mask her. Can't give me answers.
That's not her fault. I'm alone. Wonder where it's coming from. It's my own. Don't believe it's real. I'm alone, waiting for the sky to bring me the answers. But it won't. It'll just wash away the whispers from the wind. 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 Whispers from the wind.
Sage, sister, I can't make up my mind whether which I like more, your singing or your guitar playing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Geez, yeah. No, it just sounds so good. Tell us more about you live in Austin, Texas, and you know, such a big music scene there. Where do you fit in there?
I'm still trying to figure out where I fit in, I think. I've been there for about 2 years. I really like the singer-songwriter community there. I think everyone's very supportive. Honestly, I play bass with some other projects, not necessarily in this genre. So I think Austin's really cool because I get to dip my toe in so many different projects and so many different genres and things to do. So, yeah.
Do you meet a lot of other native musicians in Austin?
I don't. I think I've only met one, I'm pretty sure, Olivia Comacheat. She's awesome. But I think the Native community is not super big there, and I would really like to meet some more.
Yeah, or just start establishing it, right? Yeah, I mean, Jura was talking about that, just, you know, getting more musicians collaborating and talking and just, you know, networking.
Yeah, I think, you know, Austin... Olivia Comacheat, Liv the artist, she actually designed one of her shirts. I'm not wearing it right now, but she's an amazing artist. And there's also Black Owl Society, I know, that's out there. They have an annual powwow in Austin as well, so I think that's probably a good resource. And we've been out to South by Southwest in Austin. We did 5 years in a row. We kind of stopped since COVID just because of everything that was going on, but we're hoping to get back here next year. But yeah, it'd be great to see a community be built out there, and I think you're the perfect person to do that, Sage.
Yeah, Sage,
I'm curious, how, you know, like if you don't have a gig, if you're not performing on a specific day, how much time are you just spending with your guitar in your hands, writing, playing, practicing, just living music?
I spend a lot of time playing music. I'm a music teacher, so pretty much any time I'm at work, I am playing music, teaching music. When I'm not there, I honestly, this is going to sound bad, I try not to play guitar if I'm not, you know, actively recording, actively doing anything, just because sometimes it can be a little draining to always be hearing music. But I do spend a lot of time writing. Like I said, I have that album coming out. I wrote all of those songs over the course of the last, like, year or two. And, yeah, a lot of
right
time.
Right on. Just keep it going. Please,
Thank
please
you.
Keep it going. Genevieve, how about you? How much time do you spend just with your instrument in your hand?
Oh my gosh, I work like 16-hour days right now. I have my hands in so many projects, but honestly, like, I've signed up for it and like I love it. I eat, sleep, and breathe music. My studio is in my apartment. So, yeah, all day, every day, but I'm really grateful to have so many different projects where I can tap into different genres. You know, I'm also working on an album, too, called When Dat Endi. I am revitalizing some of my people's traditional songs that aren't accessible, like, in a way, like, honestly, some of the only recordings we have of our music is, like, wax cylinder recordings. Like, we know them, like, singing them in our communities, but it's not something that's really accessible. So my goal was to try to create this collection of pieces that you can just, like, listen to, like, driving down the road, you know? So I'm building this collection of pieces of instrumental versions of these, but also working with some artists from my nation where we're just revitalizing this music, this culture. So that is, like, a huge passion project that I'm working on right now. And actually hoping to release that in September. So we'll bring some of that music with me to Indian Market this summer, and I'm really excited to share that.
So that's just in a few months. It'll be coming out.
Yep. I'm heavily in that like zone right now, but it's really like the best medicine. It just feels really amazing to be able to create or just revitalize some of these traditional songs that, again, aren't just easily accessible to my people, and it's why the language is lost and the culture is lost. So to give people a way to connect with it in their own way, I think is really powerful.
Mm-hmm. Sage, how about you? What do you have coming up?
This album is coming out in July. At some point, I'm not exactly sure what the release date is. But a lot of the songs on that album I've released other versions of. Like I do some like string versions of this song From the Wind and some other songs from that album. So you can listen there. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
In your family, are they going to come out and watch you perform? Because I imagine with you and Austin, they don't get to watch you perform so much.
No, my family actually lives in the Bay Area. So
okay.
So still a little far from here. But hopefully someday they can come out and see me.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, Jer, what else do we need to inform our listeners about with regard to Native Guitars Tour?
Yeah, you know, we got a lot of initiatives going on for Native Guitar Tour. It's been a really busy time. We also have a 16-month-old daughter that we had, you know, in the late, was it 60 months ago? So it's been a really busy time, you know, trying to balance music, Native Guitars Tour, and everything. But for Native Guitars Tour, this week, you know, we're at Sawmill. It's our 12th annual Under the Native Stars. As you've heard, just so much talent out there, so much inspiration. And as I was listening to, you know, the music in here today, it just lets me know that, you know, the direction that Native Guitars Tour headed is the right direction. It's a good direction, and we're going there in a good way as a family and as a community. And, you know, just, you know, the community is important, and we value that so much. So, you know, Sawmills is happening, and beyond that, you know, visit nativeguitarstour.com for all that's the happening in Native Guitars Tour world. But it's a free event. It's a family event, so we invite families, and there's food, there's art, there's music. Everything you could ask for.
Sage Nijoni, Jer Anderson, Genevieve Gros-Louise, and also Scotty Glifford, who joined us by phone. Thank you all for sharing your gift, because you make this world a better place. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for having us.
Join us again next week, listeners. We start the week off with a conversation with independent producer, actor, and comic book creator, John Proudstar. Our executive producer is Art Hughes. Our producers are Andy Murphy and Sol Traverso. Marino Spencer is the engineer. Show McPolin is the digital producer. Nola Daves Moses is the distribution director. Bob Peterson is the network manager for Native Voice One. Clifton Chadwick is our national underwriting sales director. Antonia Gonzalez is the anchor for National Native News. Charles Sather is our chief operations officer. The president and CEO of Quantic Broadcast Corporation is Jacqueline Salee. Have a great and safe weekend. I'm Sean Spruce.
Support for this program provided by Vision Maker Media, who envisions a world changed and healed by understanding Native stories and the public conversations they generate, nurturing the next generation of storytellers with courage, generosity, creativity, respect, and commitment. 45-plus years of Native stories and Indigenous knowledge through film and media can be found at visionmakermedia.org, whose slogan is, "Together, we are vision makers."
April is National Alcohol Awareness Month. Join a support crew to help yourself. If you have Medicare, Medicaid, or are insurance through the marketplace, you may have quality for treatment options. For more information, contact Indian Healthcare Provider or visit healthcare.gov or call 1-800-318-2596. A message from the Center of Medicare and Medicaid Service.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico, by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service. Music is by Brent Michael Davids. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.